Hello, everyone. Before I start the episode, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened, downloaded, and shared this podcast. We're always trying to improve, and all the feedback you have given us has been great. I would also like to encourage you to subscribe to our daily newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, industry insights, and Mercator Advisor Group commentary. Again, thank you to everyone who comes and listens to our episodes, and now, on with the show. Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and today we're going to be talking about Alipay in North America. And to help me with that, I have Suhail Badran, the president of Alipay North America. Suhail, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Ryan. Good morning. Good to be here.
Now, let's first get started here with how is Alipay expanding its reach into North America?
The way that we are expanding our reach in North America is primarily through our channel partners. So we started the effort in 2016. When we looked at the market, realized that retailers in the U.S. are really trying to attract the Chinese consumer coming to North America. And for obvious reasons, you know, we had two different ways of approaching those retailers, food and beverage, restaurants. One was to go to them directly. And then the second was to try and look at the ecosystem and find the right partners that would take us into those organizations and help us partner with them. So the way we've done it is we have started building out our partnership across retail, hospitality, leisure, experiences, transportation, and now we're accepted in thousands of locations in the U.S. We have done so through some of the partnerships that we have announced, like First Data, Blackhawk, Verifone, Sitcon, NAB, and many others who have helped us get into the market.
Right. Thank you for that. Now, let's put a little bit more of a focus here on that. Now, can you provide us some background on Alipay expansion into North America, mainly which cities is the expansion happening in, merchants and partners that have been a significant focus?
Right. So for now, you know, when you look at the Chinese consumers that are coming here, if you look at China's middle class, it's about 300 million. Every year, there are about 120 million trips that leave China. And for North America specifically, there are 3.6 million in the U.S. and another close to 700,000 in Canada. So the way we approached it, Ryan, was to look at where are they landing, where are they spending their time, what is the buying behavior. And as you can imagine, you know, we targeted the big cities, so New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And in parallel, we also started looking into where are they looking to spend and what are some of the buying habits. So we focused really on the retail, the food and beverage, transportation. So for example, if you are in New York or Las Vegas, we announced a partnership with Verifone and their taxi solution. And now we're in over 13,000 taxis where a Chinese tourist can come in and is able to use Alipay as they're exiting the taxi. We also focus on duty-free. 82% of Chinese consumers like to buy on their way out from the United States. And so we partner with DFS, DFA, all the duty-free providers to help that Chinese consumer spend a little bit more money here before they go back to China. So in general, we're focused on the larger cities. We are trying to be ubiquitous in those large cities, and we'll continue to expand that way.
Great. And I'm glad that you brought up a Chinese tourist here, because I want to take a little bit deeper of a dive into that. So how is Alipay, you know, helping Chinese tourists as they travel overseas from pre-trip to post-trip?
So the way we think about the life cycle or journey of a tourist is, and you said it correctly, right? Pre-trip, in-trip, and post-trip. When we talk about pre-trip, we have a travel platform called Fliggy. On average, it takes a consumer about 57 days to book and plan a long-distance trip, meaning over 6 hours. So what we'll do is, knowing that if they're booking through Fliggy, we know that they're coming to San Francisco, for example. And what we'll start to do is show them some of the offers and attractions that are available in the San Francisco area. And we will work with our merchant partners and retailers to help create offers that are specific to that individual. So, for example, you may get an offer that says, you know, come to Pier 39 and receive a 15% discount off of your ticket. In parallel, what we've done for with some tour operators is give the Chinese consumer the ability to pre-purchase the ticket before they even leave China, which makes it very convenient for them so that they don't have to worry about currency exchange, they don't have to worry about language barriers. They just come in here, you know, to fulfill that experience and not have to worry about the ticket factor in there.
All right. So now, what should North American retailers do to try to capture some of the influx of Chinese tourists?
For the U.S. retailers and North American retailers to try and capture the wave of the Chinese tourists, you know, there are a couple of different ways to do it, really. One is some of these retailers already have very well-known brands, and the Chinese tourists love to come here and buy directly from North America. But in parallel, they can also partner with influencers and incorporate fun into the shopping experience. So it's typical for the Chinese tourists to travel and shop with a specific brand or item in mind. So retailers and brands that really research the trends and are able to stock their shelves, whether online or within the store, with these products would most probably benefit from that kind of curation and curated experience for that consumer. Also, marketing to the Chinese tourists before they go abroad is also helpful, and retailers can partner with the Chinese influencers and KOLs to ensure that their stores are on the travelers' must-visit list. So before they even get on the plane, they will use and treat that store as a destination. The second part is you want to cater to that consumer in a way that they're used to paying from a behavior standpoint. That seamless checkout experience that just requires a simple QR code from a phone. And, you know, again, sounds self-serving, but that's what we're trying to do in terms of the expansion of Alipay, is to make it as simple as possible for the retailers to accommodate the Chinese shopper by offering them that familiar mobile payment option that will serve them better. And the way, and the reason the retailers like using and working with us at Alipay is within the platform itself, within the Alipay digital lifestyle app, we have a geolocation function called Discover. What that means is that it's location-based, and we're able to show that consumer when they open up their app and through their Discover platform, we are able to push notifications for specific merchants, again, to show them offers, experiences, discounts, whatever the case may be. So we act as a marketing platform, in a sense, for that retailer, and they like us for that offering.
Wow, thank you for that. That's extremely exciting there. Now, you know, Chinese traveling to North America isn't anything new, but why is now the right time for Alipay to build its presence here?
The Chinese economy right now continues to grow. And as I mentioned earlier, in China today, with the population of over 1 billion, there are about 300 million that are considered middle class. That number is expected to grow to about 500 million in a few more years. So what we're trying to do is really not just set the influx of the Chinese consumers coming to North America, but also the middle class that's looking to consume here in North America. And that, as the numbers continue to increase, you know, 5.76% year over year, you know, we're looking at a number that is a total spend of about 260 billion in 2016. And so we want to make sure that when the Chinese traveler is coming here, and you're absolutely right, they were coming here in the past, but that travel behavior has even changed. So today, out of the 3.6 million, in the past, you used to see that many took tour buses and kind of scheduled tours. Today, only about 800,000 use the tour operators to reach and experience the United States and Canada. And so what we're trying to do is curate that individual experience for them. And part and parcel of that is the ability to leverage our Discover platform, leverage our Fliggy travel platform to show them and give them locations where they can go and visit, and finally give them the ability to pay with Alipay at the point of sale.
Right. Well, thank you, Sahul, for taking the time today for speaking to us about Alipay in North America, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Ryan, thank you very much for you and the team for having me on the show. Thank you.